Glory Days Bar in downtown La Crosse is a Packers wonderland. Every inch is covered in memorabilia. Historical team photos, player bobbleheads, helmets, you name it. Owner Mark Schneider has spent his life collecting Packers stuff, and this includes music. His bar's CD player can play up to 100 discs, and many of them are dedicated to the Pack.
Some of them are a little polka-ish. This one, that's a good one.
Schneider has a hard time picking just one favorite Packers song. The G4 song that's played at Lambeau right after the Star-Spangled Banner gets him pumped up. And the parody songs like I Can't Get No Packer Tickets instead of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction makes him laugh.
A lot of these, the louder you listen to them, the better they sound.
But there was one song that started it all. Schneider points to the bar's ceiling and looks at some sheet music from the 1950s. Go You Packers Go is the oldest fight song in NFL history. Milwaukee jingle writer and Packer devotee Eric Carle wrote the song in 1931 after the Packers won three consecutive NFL championships. His great-nephew, Jeff Carle, considers himself the song's torchbearer of sorts and features it on his website, bearstillsuck.com.
Because there was such a rivalry between Green Bay and Chicago, he kind of developed the song because of the pride of the small town and of Wisconsin and, you know, how we go up against the big cities and we can hold our own.
Songs have come a long way since the original Lumberjack Band performed the fight song and traveled with the team. The 90s saw an influx in Packers songs that correlated with the team's Super Bowl success, like the Packerena. With the team's most recent streak, fan songs and videos have blossomed on the internet. Take Fly Like a Cheesehead, produced by Higher Education Records in Madison.
From Lombardi up to Lambeau. Gotta see it, 'cause I'm feeling so fly like a cheesehead.
The video has gotten more than 830,000 views on YouTube.
It was kind of like a joke at the beginning.
Maurice Pellman is co-owner of Higher Education. The group generally produces original songs, so they were surprised when their remix of a Far East Movement song started to receive so much attention.
Number 52, the best linebacker in football is Matthews. Anyway, we just made the whole state and country, because there's Packer fans everywhere, and yeah, the more the merrier. Let's all just show love for the Packers.
Another song that's been getting plenty of play in light of the team's winning streak is the Six Packers' Go Pack Go. Musicians behind the song include Viroqua native Butch Vig. While on tour with his alternative rock band, Garbage, Vig teamed up with bassist Duke Erickson and guitar tech Chad Zamish to create a new Packer anthem, with members of Garbage and No Doubt chanting the chorus. He sent the song to Lambeau, and Vig says he was over the moon when he heard it at a game.
I mean, I produced albums of Foo Fighters. I've worked with Green Day and Garbage and Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, and I'm extremely proud of all those. But being a lifelong hardcore Packer fan, you know, I can die happy man now. It's like I've had my song play in the Lambeau Field.
Vig says the group threw the song together on his laptop, and that could be the reason so many Packers songs have popped up. People don't have to be seasoned music producers to record a song these days. There are hundreds of Packers songs in every style for each of its unique fans. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.